This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 553. If the stars align, this episode will make you fluent in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, you'll get tons of fun native vocabulary phrases to talk about the sun, the moon, and the stars. Plus, these phrases will get you a great score on the IELTS speaking test.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
What's up, Michelle? Not bad. You?
Not too much. Everything is good over here. The sun is shining.
Really? It's cloudy in Boston right now.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of lying because it's cloudy here too, but you know, guys, we record these episodes a little earlier, so
I hope that on June 23rd, when this comes
I'm kind of just, yeah, exactly. I'm kind of just
right now
hoping that day will be sunny. So I'm going to say it right now, June 23rd, a sunny day.
I hope so. I mean, we had an amazing summer last summer, weather-wise. It was just incredible. Like every single weekend, I think there was only one rainy weekend the entire summer last year. Yeah. It was phenomenal. And I feel like that's a little bit outside the norm.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that this summer will be something similar, you know, with that kind
Me
of weather.
Too.
That
Once was incredible. It finally gets started.
Yeah. Oh,
God. So not a sunny day in reality, guys, but June 23rd, I'll let you know. No. Okay. But I have another question. I have a question for you, Lindsay.
Okay. I'm ready for your question. What is
Are
it?
Are you a good dancer?
I would say I'm an experimental dancer. Like I don't care what people think. So I go in and I try weird moves and my friends usually like roll their eyes at me. but I never really learned how to dance very well. So yeah, I'm not a very good dancer by most standards.
Well, can you do any like cool moves? Like, can you do the moonwalk?
No, but I can do the windshield wiper.
And
the lawnmower.
That's
the shopping
so
cart.
Funny. Oh my gosh.
Can you?
Crazy dance moves.
Can you do the moonwalk?
No way. I think when I was little, I thought that I was doing it, but I wasn't.
How hard could it be? You probably look up a YouTube video and learn it in 5 minutes.
I think it's really hard. Oh. I think it's harder that like it's like one of those things that like I mean who so who's famous for the moonwalk, Lindsay?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where people like you know like Michael Jackson just like made it look so easy, but I don't think it is in reality.
Yeah, the people who are very good at something make it look easy. Like last night, I went to a little concert at this bar called Plow and Stars down the street with a couple friends, and there was this band and there was this guy in the band, a friend of mine just loved him because he was such a natural. Like he had the bass guitar in his hands and he just was strumming the guitar so like very small movements with his hands, almost like it was so easy and so flowy and natural. It was beautiful the way he kind of like worked with that guitar and it just looked
That's
so
cool.
easy.
Yeah, yeah. So Michael Jackson definitely made the moonwalk look easy, but I am pretty positive. I haven't really tried it much myself, but in the little experimentation I've done with the moonwalk, it does not look as good as the way he did.
Yeah, probably not.
So anyway, we've talked a little bit, in this episode already about the sunny weather or not sunny weather, and we've talked about the moonwalk. So the theme of today is
the sun and the moon.
The sun and the moon, or anything with the stars, you know.
Ooh, the stars.
So we are going to teach you guys some really cool conversational phrases that you can use using the sun, the moon, the stars.
Ooh, planets, I like right? it. We're talking about the planets aligning, the stars aligning for good luck here today. Excellent.
Exactly. So the first phrase, let's just jump right into it, Lindsay. The first phrase is what?
Well, once in a blue moon is the phrase, Michelle. That's the phrase for today.
Yeah, I like this one. What does it mean?
Well, it means once in a very large amount of time, like very rarely, right? Because a blue moon happens. Actually, we had a blue moon last summer, but that was like the first time in years, I think. Do you remember that? We had a blue moon.
I don't even remember.
Last summer. Yeah, it was like I was down at the beach on the South Shore at our place, and all these people were up taking photos of the blue moon. It was a big deal, but it happens very rarely.
Right. So when you say once in a blue moon, it's something like that very, very rare.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we talked about the moonwalk, of course.
Yep.
And then what's the next one, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. I like this one. Everything under the sun. Right. So it means like basically everything that exists.
Right.
You say
right,
everything under right. the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. Just everything, right? Mm-hmm. Everything that exists. Okay. And the next one is it's written in the stars. Now we're moving to stars.
Ooh.
Oh.
I never use this one. Do you use this?
I think it's more in, I don't know. I think it's like, I might use it, but I hear it. For sure. Well, I mean, you know this phrase, right?
I know it, but I don't use it. It's probably, I've seen it written places probably, you know,
or
maybe in songs, like singers would include that in a song when they write a song.
Yes. Actually, there's a song that I'm thinking of, and I don't remember what it's called, but I know that this phrase is in it.
Yeah, I bet. That's probably true.
But what does it mean?
Well, actually, I don't know what it means, to tell you the truth. What does it mean?
Like, I think it means it's destiny or fate. Like,
Yeah. But I know the phrase, like, the stars aligned.
Yeah. That's true. Like, yeah, that's a similar idea.
It's a similar idea. Everything came together at the right time, the right place, and you got the result you were looking for.
And that may be a little bit more conversational, actually, if you say, like, oh, the stars aligned, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I would say that for sure.
Yeah. So, that guys, that's another good one.
If you walk into work every day and you have to speak English and you feel unsure of yourself and you can't even build relationships in English because you don't have the right words, you need the Charismatic Connector. It's our 5-step strategy system to get you to be more charismatic at work using English. Go to allearsenglish.com/CHARISMA to get your free video lesson to get started. See you there. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
And then we have 2 ones dealing with planets, and they're a little bit, you know, they both might be a little bit rude, so you have to be careful with them. What's the first one, Lindsay?
Yeah, the first one is come back to Earth, right?
Yeah.
I like the, this reminds me a bit of the phrase down to Earth, to be down to Earth.
Oh, that's another one. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There are tons of these guys, so a good one, Lindsay. Yeah, down to Earth is like humble or...
Yeah, you might use that to describe yourself, right? It's to say that you're humble instead of saying I'm humble. Like, yeah, I'm really down to earth, you know, I'm grounded, things like that.
Yeah, so absolutely. But if you say to somebody like, come back to earth, what does that mean?
So maybe it means the person spending too much time in the clouds with their head in the clouds.
Right.
And they want them to be more realistic.
Right. Or maybe they're not focused. Maybe they're not paying attention. And say like, come back to earth. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, right.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Sorry, Michelle. Sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. But yeah, I mean, you have to be careful, right? Because who are you talking to? You know, I might say that to my best friend or something, like, come back to earth, like, focus. But I'm not going to say that to a boss.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be careful. This reminds me, I feel like I'm throwing out all kinds of phrases today for our listeners, but this is really fun. It reminds me of a phrase from the 80s and the 90s. We used to say, you know, like, earth to Michelle, wake up, earth to, remember that? Like, earth to Lindsay. And you say that when someone's spacing out and they're just kind of not paying attention. You say, wake up, earth to Michelle.
Spacing out. That's another one.
Oh my God. This is great. We're getting
there are so many. Oh gosh. Maybe we'll have to do a follow up to this.
A follow up.
Okay. Anyway, spacing out is like to not pay attention. You lose your focus, basically. Okay. And then the last one we have is,
what planet are you from?
Yeah. What planet are you from? Right. And this is same thing. Could be very rude, but if you are like having fun joking around with your friend, you know, you have to be careful. But what does that mean, Lindsay?
Yeah. Like, where are you? It means I don't understand you. It seems like you're from another universe, another planet. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Perfect.
You know, so, I just want to say one thing. Like, these phrases are fantastic. And I'm thinking about the IELTS exam. You know, we have another podcast, guys, called IELTS Energy, where we have Jessica Beck, who has 10 years of experience in that test. And these phrases would be excellent in the speaking test to get you that 7 or higher. Mm. They're just so natural. They're almost like you're going to remind the examiner of like their childhood when you say things like this, very reminiscent phrases.
Right.
And I just think they would be heavy hitters, guys, for your score. So go on over there, check out IELTS Energy Podcast to get more of that. But these would be great if you're taking the IELTS exam.
Perfect. Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah, that's great. So should we try it out?
Let's do it.
Try some of the phrases out. Yeah, let's go for it. All right. So go ahead.
Okay. So Michelle, do you eat a lot of candy?
Yeah, I guess. Especially gummy candy.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I eat everything under the sun, especially sour gummies. What about you?
Oh, I only eat candy once in a blue moon. I hate chocolate too. Oh, so not true.
Really? What planet are you from? Come back to Earth.
I know. My mom loves candy, but I don't.
Wow. The love I have for gummies was written in the stars.
You really would choose gummies over chocolate?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. What planet are you from, Michelle?
Exactly. No, oh my gosh. I love gummy candy. Oh. That's like, oh my goodness. It's so, any gummy candy. It's so, it's really not good for my teeth.
No, that would be like my last choice. First choice would be anything having to do with chocolate or chocolate and peanut butter. And gummy would be like my last choice. You know,
I definitely need chocolate. Notice how I said need. Crave chocolate sometimes, but way more like for example, if you right now held up a bag of gummy candy and a bag of chocolate, I'd go for the gummies.
That's crazy. Good, we wouldn't have a fight then.
Good, we're candy, I don't know,
candy compatible.
Yes, that's it. I was thinking of the word.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Awesome. So let's go over what are some of the phrases that we use.
Okay, so I like how we used, I eat everything under the sun, because when we went over that phrase for our listeners, I felt like we needed an example, right? Because how do we use it, right? So this is great. Oh, what do you eat? What's your favorite? I eat everything under the sun.
Right, exactly. Everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm. Means I eat everything, yeah.
Yeah, any of the gummy candies. Mm-hmm. And then you said you only eat candy once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then,
which I guess is not true.
No, I mean, I eat candy. I'm not like a huge candy eater. I'd rather have a nice ice cream, like chocolate ice cream. I'd rather go get a chocolate ice cream cone rather than like a bag of gummies, you know? That's just my preference. But I know, not you, Michelle.
But in this context, yeah, you're saying, yeah, you eat candy, you know, very, you know, just rarely, you know?
Yeah, rarely. And then you said, what planet are you from? You know, come back to Earth.
It's like, yeah, I think it's so, because in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lindsay doesn't like chocolate. Like, that's just crazy. Like, she must not be from this planet.
I know. I feel like it's a female thing too. Like, almost every woman I know likes chocolate. Like, I've never met a woman who says she doesn't like chocolate, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So come back to Earth. And then I said, the love I have for gummies was written in the stars.
That's funny. Awesome. You and gummies are meant to be.
It's true. You know, the stars aligned when gummies were made. And, you know.
Yeah. So, Michelle, is there a brand of gummy bears that you could recommend to our listeners if they're visiting the U.S.? Since we're talking them up so much, I mean, what should they look for if they're here in the U.S.? They want to try your favorite candy.
Any of them are good. But I think this one is popular around the world, the Haribo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. I think that's really like popular worldwide. I'm not sure, but I've seen it overseas.
Yeah. No, totally. And I would chime in with my favorite candy bar, which would be none other than Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. If you like chocolate and peanut butter, it's pure heaven. And the perfect combination of salt, chocolate, and peanut butter. Oh, guys. So good. Go get one.
All right. Well, thanks so much for hanging out today, Lindsay. And thanks, guys, for listening. Remember to go get your transcript and try these phrases out.
That's right. To get your transcript, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. We're out of here.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.